Zoya Stage is a Pittsburgh-based author whose debut novel is getting strong reviews. The New York Times Book Review called it propulsive. Publishers Weekly said it's, quote, a fearless exploration of parenting and marriage. And Kirkus Reviews concluded, chilling. The novel is titled Baby Teeth. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll recently asked Stage to summarize the plot.
It's about a mute 7-year-old girl and her chronically ill mother, and they are experiencing a battle of wills, and the mother starts to fear that her daughter intends to kill her.
A great way to illustrate this might be to just read a passage from the book.
Okay, my book is told in dual POV between the 7-year-old little girl and her mother, and this section is from Hannah's chapter, and she's in her bedroom. Her daddy is reading to her from her favorite book, and her mother comes to stand in the doorway like she's going to eavesdrop and watch them. And Hannah doesn't like that she's standing there, so she shooes her mother away. She saw the hate you don't forget it in Mommy's glare before she left. Someday Mommy would open her mouth and have teeth made of shards of glass. She'd give Hannah that hateful look and then start eating her own hands. It would be gross, but she almost wanted to see it. She just needed to push Mommy a bit further. Fortunately, Marie Ann was helping her come up with some very excellent ideas for making Mommy go away, die forever.
As you say, every other chapter is told in the voice of 7-year-old Hannah. Talk about that a little bit, developing that voice.
Yeah, actually writing Hannah's chapters was the most fun I've ever had as a writer. I liked the aspect that she was both a very precocious child, but also that as a child she has certain limitations in her understanding of the world. There may be some debate when people read the book if they just think, oh, this is a straight up bad seed story versus a story about a child with a serious mental illness. And I really did try to take it down the route of, if a child presented with this kind of very serious and dramatic behavior, how would a family deal with it?
Obviously, most of the audience for this is going to be adult readers, I would imagine, right?
I would imagine.
And what's going to be scary to them about it, horrifying, is this, you know, sort of feeds on people's own or plays on people's own parental insecurities.
I think most of my interest in exploring that aspect of motherhood came from both watching some of my friends become parents and then becoming more aware of how parenting is described in blogs and in the media. And I just feel like so much pressure, especially, is put on mothers in terms of the things that they should do, the things that they shouldn't do. And Suzette is someone who has very much internalized all of that. And because her experiences with her own mother were quite negative, she has this idea she wants to be a perfect mother. So in that aspect, she does make herself a little bit crazy.
She also comes to sort of hate and fear her child.
Well, you know, she starts out with this idea about what motherhood is going to be and that she's going to have this beautiful, wonderful child and they're going to have this creative, loving relationship. And it becomes obvious by the time Hannah's 2 or 3 years old that that's not going to happen. It still takes her a very long time to recognize the degree to which their situation is really serious. And she also hides it to some degree from her husband. There's still this aspect that she fears if he knows the degree to which she's struggling to raise her daughter, that it's going to reflect negatively on her. So she's coming from this place of so many insecurities.
I would classify it maybe almost as a psycho thriller. Would you?
When I was querying the book, I just called it suspense. I wasn't quite sure what to call it. Some people call it psychological suspense. Some people call it a thriller. I've had a number of readers just straight up refer to it as a horror and say it's the creepiest book they've ever read. And I find that very interesting because, of course, there's nothing truly supernatural in the book. It's just an extremely dysfunctional family. And so for people to be so creeped out by a family's dynamic is very interesting to me.
That was 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll talking to Zoya Stage. Her debut novel is titled Baby Teeth.